And Endeavour Houston, your go for CERC as soon as you get your short burn constant moving.
Okay.
And we observed it here, Endeavour.
Okay.
And Falcon Houston, Agscape Hector.
Go ahead, Houston, they're ready to copy.
Roger, 100, 000, and 00006.
Roger, 100000006.
I think we needed 00006.
Okay, understand, 406.
That's firm. Okay, Apollo 15 Houston, we're about 1 minute from LOS. We seem to be caught up and everything is looking good from here.
Falcon, Roger, thank you.
And Endeavour, Roger, thank you.
And we've had loss of signal on the 12th revolution at 101 hours 38 minutes, or about 14 minutes from now. Al Worden will be performing the circularization maneuver in the command module Endeavour. This will entail a 4-second burn with the main engine on the command module, the SPS engine, placing the CSM in a more or less circular orbit, about 64.9 by 54.3 nautical miles. This maneuver is performed at the time that it is in order to put the command module in the proper position for any subsequent abort and rendezvous should that become necessary. It's preferable to do a rendezvous from the 60-mile circular orbit. Coming up on the next revolution, one of the principal activities will be to accomplish that landmark tracking, which had been scheduled to occur on both revs 12 and 13. This will place added importance on getting the landmark tracking on rev 13, the upcoming revolution. The tracking is performed from the command module by Al Worden using the scanning telescope. He'll be taking marks on Index Crater near the landing site to improve the knowledge of where the landing site is and also of the orbit. And this information is used in updating the lunar module guidance system just prior to the beginning of the powered descent. As you heard CAPCOM Ed Mitchell advise Dave Scott, Al Worden, and Jim Irwin, we appear to be caught up at this time, and everything appears to be in good shape for the powered descent. At 101 hours, 26 minutes, this is Apollo Control.